Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they could do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Absolutely. My name is Adam DeVoe. I'm the business manager here at Fort McMurray Toyota.
There we go. And it's a beautiful new building that way.
Absolutely. Gorgeous. Just amazing.
So what's your favorite, like, thing or place in the new facility?
You've been upstairs, eh? We've showed you around. So upstairs is quite nice. Lunchroom, conference room, a couple of offices and stuff like that. But downstairs is quite nice as well. Beautiful windows, so you get to see outside, get some sunshine. And of course, our amazing showroom and our drive-through there is quite nice. We just have some new aspects of the building that really helps on the day-to-day, you know, business.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And all the sunlight.
Yeah.
To work in this facility now must be an absolute dream.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just phenomenal. We're really looking forward to the summer right now. The sun kind of comes down the horizon there, so as you can see, we kind of had to install some blinds
because
we kind of get blinded by the light here mid-morning, afternoon, right?
So Well, so many people, though, in the winter months, they say they don't get to see the sun.
100%.
And you guys get to see
we get to see a little
sun.
Bit of it for sure.
So
it really
is
helps.
Fantastic. Yeah. So we were just chatting with another one of you guys. As far as vehicles, which one do you think is the hot one right now?
I mean, they're all. It all depends on, honestly, kind of like the conversation about what day of the week it is, right? A lot of folks, I mean, RAV4 and Corollas are always our most popular ones, but some weeks a lot of folks are looking for the Highlanders, you know, some bigger families and whatnot want the extra seats, or they're looking for the bigger Tundras, or, you know, the Tacoma is a new model this year coming out in 2024. We still haven't seen it, so there's a lot of heat on that, I guess. New Land Cruiser coming back out, and then there's a new Crown Signia, I think it's called. It's like an SUV of the Crown. That's next year's model. So there's a lot of feedback coming back on those. We don't have a lot of information on all of it just yet, but it's coming. But yeah, so I mean, RAV4 is quite popular. Highlanders, and there's a new Grand Highlander that came out this year as well. That's been selling very nicely. And then of course the Tundras, just, you know, and the 4Runners.
Yeah. So with these vehicles that, like, you don't know, do you get to see stuff every once in a while? Like, what does that maybe look like that, like, the general population might not see?
No, we see pretty much the same thing.
Right.
We get a little bit of extra information through Keith. You know, he gets a little bit of info in the background, you know, on what colors are going to be available, for example, for the Land Cruiser or things like that. But Toyota keeps their information quite close to the heart and it doesn't come back to us very quickly.
Yeah.
So
they're cool vehicles. I love my 4Runner.
And
this new one that I have has like that extra seating in the back.
Yeah, you have the Limited, right?
I don't know which one I have. I just know it has the extra seating in the back.
So
like the third row.
Yeah, exactly.
And at first I was just like, when am I ever going to use that? And the answer is like all of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
right?
I had no idea how much I'd use it because, like, there is a little bit of a downside to it. Because when you have the extra in the back, you lose a little bit of the clearance.
Yep.
So, like, some bigger boxes in theory you might not be able to fit anymore.
Yeah.
I have not ran into that problem.
Theoretically. Nicely, exactly.
But the seats.
It goes a long ways, eh?
Unbelievable, especially like on family trips, like when you have like two families that are driving around, everybody can get in there. It's just like
awesome.
Unbelievable vehicle with those options.
Nice.
Yeah,
glad you like it. No, 4Runner's quite popular as well. We still have one in our showroom for now. And I think there's a few more coming in the next few weeks, a few months, whatnot. But that's still quite a popular one as well.
Yeah. 4Runners are unbelievable.
And that's supposed to be a redesign next year, rumor is. So, again, I tried to Google it to see, you know, if there's any sneak peeks. I can't find anything just yet, but there's rumors and stuff going around on what they're going to do, but we'll see. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. So, change of gears. You had a birthday a little while ago.
I did. Ten days ago was my birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah, I turned 42. Yeah,
exactly. Awesome.
And then today is actually my son's 3-year-old's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, what's the game plan for today?
Well, work until about 5 probably, and then we'll go home and have dinner and cake and whatnot. And I think we're going to do a little bit more on Sunday.
Okay.
When both his mom and I are off and my parents and stuff, and maybe swimming. We're not quite sure what we're going to do.
Nice.
He's only 3, right? So anything is exciting for him.
Right.
Put the snowsuit on and go outside and play. He's, oh, great, this is awesome. Right? So we'll see what we're going to do. He woke up this morning. He's starting to understand, right? He's 3, so, you know, Parker's birthday today, he was saying, right? So
yeah.
He's actually in preschool today, so I'm sure he's having a blast because I think they know when his birthday is in as well. So
right.
They'll go into stuff there. They'll put a silly hat on him or whatever. So
that's
it'll be interesting to see here. He's there until 11:30, so I'll probably try to FaceTime him here at lunch and see how his day went.
That's exciting.
Yeah, exactly.
What's he into?
Dinosaurs. Dinosaurs is the in thing right now. Anything dinosaur and everything dinosaur. Paw Patrol he loves as well. But dinosaurs. He's starting. We're contemplating actually maybe going, speaking of Sunday, maybe bringing him to the movie theater. We haven't done that yet, but he's doing he'll sit down for most of the movie, like in at the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking maybe he'll sit through at the cinema, but we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like his dinosaurs.
Yeah, he's everything is dinosaurs. We bought him a lot of clothes and stuff and toys for dinosaurs as well. So yeah.
And then like in Alberta, Drumheller, just like
we've not been there yet, but it's in our plans. Yeah.
Man, if he's into dinosaurs.
Yeah. Yeah. So
game over.
As we know, I have a daughter who lives in Scotland,
right.
And there's 2 zoos that we go when we visit her, and they have like a dinosaur walkthrough as well. I'll show you a video later if I still have it on my phone of like he's in the stroller and he's losing his mind as we're walking through this dinosaur, you know, park or whatever.
Yeah.
And his sister Paisley, and he's like, look, like literally losing it, you know, excited. This was this past October, I think we went up. So with Drumheller certainly in our plans to go and see that because I'm sure he's gonna love it.
Yeah. How did that happen? Like, what did he just see a picture one day and just gravitated to it? Do you like dinosaurs? And
Netflix has a Jurassic Park cartoon.
Okay.
And he happened to pick that, and it's like 6 seasons, and we've probably watched said 6 seasons, I think, like 100 times.
Right.
But then for fun, we put Jurassic Park on one day, like the movie.
Definitely.
And he loved that. You know, it's not too.
Yeah.
You know, I was iffy on if you should watch it or not because there's a little bit of blood and stuff and whatnot, but he did okay.
Yeah.
So we've watched that a few days, just kept going. Everything dinosaurs. If you see something dinosaur on the TV when we're picking a movie or something, but he likes that new movie, Super Pets.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he likes that one.
I saw that one.
Yeah. And then the new Paw Patrol movie and stuff like that. So he's into a little things, but dinosaurs would probably be his number one. I think his cake's gonna have dinosaurs on it. So
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now with all this, we're listening off so much programming.
Yeah, I know, right?
Are you into it? Like, do you sit down and watch some of it, or are you just like, no, I'm out, I can't?
I haven't sat like the cartoon dinosaur that he watches. I mean, Pam and I were talking about it a while ago. Like, do you know what's going on in this? I'm like, somewhat. Like, we're usually doing something else at the same time.
Right.
You know, you got to take care of the house and whatnot, so it's in the background. So, but I, you know, I've seen this one, or what's going on there, or whatever, right? But I mean, the Jurassic Park movies, I've always enjoyed those. Those were huge, right? When that first one came out, however many years ago, right? And they're still coming out. But I mean, I certainly enjoy those. The cartoon, I don't know. Is interesting. It's always fun to watch those too, right?
Yeah. I sit down and I watch it with Keegan. I was invested.
Yeah, like Super Pets, I think I watched the whole movie with them.
Yeah.
The Paw Patrol movies, in and out. There's some bits and pieces, you know, I don't remember seeing that part, right? Because you're always doing something or whatever. But I certainly do enjoy the kids' movies just as much as the kids do. Yeah,
yeah, it's been I always liked cartoons as a child. And I kind of follow them here and there as an adult, you know, like, what's going on? But as soon as you have children, I'm right back into this
like,
again.
Because we watched Shrek, and Shrek was always a great movie, right? Because that's funny. You got Eddie Murphy and Mike Myers in there, right? They're hilarious.
Yeah.
Speaking of Eddie Murphy, it looks like they're making a new Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
Really?
So that's huge, yeah. Because that was always good movies, right?
Yeah.
Some of the remakes are good. Some of the remakes are like, meh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I certainly get into some of the movies with Parker and Paisley as well. She's right into dinosaurs too. She's only 18 months old, but she'll growl just as much as, you know, rawr, okay, cool.
At 18 months, she's deaf. Is she crawling now?
Oh, she's flown. She's running.
What?
Yeah. She's been walking. She started, I want to say she was walking at 8 or 9 months.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Your house is wild right
now. It's a zoo. Yeah, it's a zoo right now. And then she climbs the chair and gets on the table.
Yeah.
And then we have some, what do you call them, locks for the cupboards and stuff.
Yeah.
Parker can open them, right. So they're useless for her, but she can't yet.
Yeah.
Because you got to, you know, the cleaning supplies and stuff, we don't want them getting into that, but we have gates. They can't open the gates yet, knock on wood, but they can do almost everything else. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, three years old and 18 months old, it's just a zoo.
With her knowing to walk that early, like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But like you said, it adds to just the chaos.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, you know, because I didn't realize she could climb the chair, and this was, I want to say, a few months now. And then one day I rounded the corner and she's on the kitchen table. And I'm like, what are you doing up there?
Yeah. Just loving life is the answer.
Yeah, exactly, right? So then Parker's next to her, and I'm like, can you guys get down? Because actually, Parker fell off one of the chairs. He was just messing about and crashed onto the floor, and a big goose egg on the corner of his head. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what kids do, right?
That's right.
So, you know, gave me half a heart attack for 2 minutes, and then I was like, okay, you're fine.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for that. The shock of the kid, like, I was just like, oh, because I remember getting hurt all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and it doesn't matter.
No, you don't like seeing them get hurt, so you try to protect them as much as you can, but they got to learn, right?
They got to learn, yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we're out of time. But before we let you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera lights.
Well, obviously, a big happy birthday to Parker. And I always like saying hi to Pam, Athena, and Paisley as well.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using. Please go to patchoulirose.com.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Really?